right, this is Brandon with Fam Inventory, the aggregate, here with Felicia Macy to talk about millennials in the workplace. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Brandon?
Doing well. So, you know, give us a little background on who you are and what you do.
Sure. So I am a mother of three millennials, ranging from kind of your older millennial to the younger millennial. And I work for a software company, and where I have a large team of millennials that report into me.
Okay. And how would you say working with millennials, like, how is that for you as a Generation X, right?
Correct. It's definitely different, for sure different. You know, there's that perception that, you know, that particular generation have a sense of entitlement, that they are lazier than some of the, you know, other generations and job hoppers. And I can say that their perception on life, some would say that they may feel entitled.
Okay. And would you agree with that?
I agree that they do. It comes off that way, for sure. And, you know, I think that my generation, who pretty much created the millennials, have contributed to that. So contributed to, you know, the concept of, you know, you can do anything, you're entitled to anything, you know, all around, you know, self-love. So, you know, do they feel entitled? I think so. Is it other generations that contributed to it? I believe so.
Now, when you say entitled, like, to you, like, because, I mean, it could be many different things. It could be, I feel like I deserve this job. It could be, you know, I deserve this promotion, etc. So, like, do you feel like it's is detrimental to the workplace for them to have that mindset? Or do you think it's something that maybe it needs to be looked at, like, maybe, okay, maybe since they do have the qualifications to do the job, maybe I can overlook the lack of experience or things of that nature and maybe give them that shot?
So I do think it definitely has an impact on the workforce. And I'll just give you a few examples. So one example is, you know, things that I hear all the time, you know, they graduate from college, and with the, you know, the expectations of going into the workplace and being able to make top dollar. And I think some of that is because, you know, some of the older generation, you know, they didn't really have a lot of opportunities with regards to education. So more millennials these days have bachelor's degrees, master's degrees, more PhDs than my generation had. So with my generation, it was, you know, a lot of times they worked their way up and not so much go into the job having a degree. Whereas now, so the whole concept that my generation would instill into the millennials was that if you were to get a college education, then that opens you up so that you can get the high paying jobs. So I think that those millennials kind of have that expectation as to like, oh, well, I have the education, I have the knowledge, so then I must be able to get that job, and where, you know, I'm making top dollar. And so, I face that all the time, you know, with the millennials, and a lot of times they don't really understand that you do need some experience in order to, you know, get to that point of making the money that you want to make. So what I'm faced with a lot of times is they're come in like, I'm well educated, I did well in school, and therefore I should be making X amount of dollars, even though they come with no experience. So yes, I face that all the time. And I think a lot of times that contributes to, you know, the job hopping is because they're constantly in search of, I need to make the money, I need to do this, I need to have the status, I need to. So it's, you know, a lot of, you know, what millennials have had in their life is, it's like quick turn on everything. So, you know, information is quick turn. Just about everything in their life is like quick turnaround. You know, the use of microwaves, quick turnaround, get your food really quickly. You know, if you look at the society with fast food restaurants, is like an abundance that didn't have that at all. Like in my generation, you had a handful, but now it's like an abundance, quick turnaround. So they're always expecting like that quick turnaround for something to happen. And, you know, is it detrimental? Yes, if you kind of have that mind, or could it be detrimental? I would say yes in the long run, if you're constantly with that mindset of like, you know, it needs to happen fast, it needs to happen now, and not necessarily, and instead of, you know, the, you know, things happening organically.
And as far as, I guess in your workplace, is that the top, like, I guess, issue that you would say, or not necessarily issue, but is that the top thing that you face with millennials?
It's not. So that was kind of like one example. You know, other examples are, you know, just that expectation, like, oh, I did a good job, so I need a promotion. Or I did a good job, so I need a raise. Like, I did a good job, and, you know, just that, again, you know, want everything to happen now and quick. The other side of, you know, and sometimes not, and, you know, I think the older generation is, you know, they have that expectation that, you know, in order to kind of get that pat on the back or get that promotion or get that increase, it's not so much that you did your job well, but it's, did you exceed the expectation? And so I think that's kind of been lost, kind of a lost art, when I find that, you know, people are just like, well, I did a good job. I did, you know, what the job entailed, what the job required, and therefore I should be eligible. But not really understanding, you know, you should be able to master this, not do a good job, but master this job in order before you can then start looking at anything else. So, you know, just not really, I don't ever seem to really put, you know, have the connection there. But, you know, the other thing that I think has been interesting with millennials, and actually, you know, I'll say it's in a good way. a lot of things that, and I guess let me just kind of explain. So one of the things that in schools that they're doing more of, and especially with my children coming up, is they had a lot of group projects, always on collaborating with groups of like getting projects done. And I can appreciate that, but there's also a downside to that. Because when you have so many group projects, and this person is responsible for this person is responsible for another piece, I mean, it's great with regards to, you know, kind of sharing the knowledge and hopefully being able to create something. If, you know, then instead of one mind, if you have multiple great minds, it should be even better. But when everyone has like a little piece, then it's like that person never really, no one in that group ever really understands like how to do the whole thing by themselves. So there's a piece that's missing. So it's great for like a collaborative communication, interaction. It's great from that regard, but it also, I think, can handicap the millennials a little bit with being able to, you know, take it from start to finish. And so what I see in the workplace is them wanting to have more of a collaborative thing. Like, you know, it's like, oh, we have this project, let's talk about it. And sometimes it's like, okay, that's great, we have direction, you know, here is, you know, what our timelines are, you know, we're off and running. And, you know, my expectation is I need you to run with it, get it done all the way to the end and keep me abreast of what's going on. Whereas sometimes you're like, okay, let's talk about it. Let's do this group thing. You know, and sometimes that doesn't quite work in the workplace too much. Like there's a time and a place for that. So, you know, so it's definitely very, very, you know, very different approach to things, you know, with having the millennials. And then the other side of that too, what's a little bit different with millennials is the, you know, my generation, it's, if somebody doesn't say anything to you in a workplace, then you're doing a good job. So sometimes you get a pat on the back. It's like, yep, you're doing a good job. You know, sometimes you hear nothing, which means you're doing a good job. But if you hear anything negative, it's like they're going to tell you when you're not doing a good job. So what I find with millennials, it's like they're always seeking confirmation. So it's like that constant confirmation of, you know, it's like, how am I doing? Am I doing good? Am I, you know, so I'm always finding myself like just always having those conversations around, you know, are you okay? How are you? You know, are you feeling good? You know, is this going well? Is this happening right? Is this not happening right? So it's a lot more touchy-feely kind of conversations versus the, you know, if it's a different generation, it's more of like, let's just get it done and we don't need to talk about it anymore because we're getting it done and we can move on. So it's different. But like I said, there's, you know, there's positive things about it as well. Things that are very different. You're working with the different, you know, generations of just, you know, how you communicate and, you know, even how you go about showing gratitude or appreciation. You know, it's definitely different, you know, with the different generations.
Mm-hmm. If you could say there was one thing that you've learned from working with millennials, what would that be? Like your top thing that you would be most thankful for?
You know, I think with the millennials, they have a better grasp on kind of that work-life balance. So whereas my generation, you know, it's you know, all about, you know, let's get it done and by all means necessary. So, you know, if it requires 20 hours to get it done in a day, then that's what you do. you put in the 20 hours to get it done. So I think that's the, that would be the one thing, would be that work-life balance.
Okay. Well, last question. It's been something that I've been going around really asking a lot of millennials, but and baby boomers. However, I'm going to ask you as a Generation X. If you were in a position that paid really well, but there was a lot of stress involved, would you take a pay cut to get rid of all of that stress, or would you just deal with it?
I would say there's, it's hard to give a straight answer on that. So if I was a millennial answering that question, chances are I wouldn't have a lot of responsibilities, meaning I haven't really started a family yet. I probably don't own a house yet. I probably am not in a lot of debt. So because of that, I would take that stressful job. So yes, I would take the stressful job.
Over the non-stressful.
Low-paying job, yes. I would take a high-stress, high-paying over a low-stress, low-paying. Now, for my generation, because I have put in my time and have done the high-stress, high-paid, then there will come a point in my life where I will opt for the low-stress, low-paying because I've already done the high-stress, high-paying.
That's interesting because, you know, it's actually the opposite as far as the responses that I've received.
Yeah, and I would say that would be scary, that if you have millennials that are, you know, more prone to low stress, low paying jobs, then just think about the future of the millennials. I mean, that's, you know, probably won't have a young president. You know, you probably won't have younger people and leadership running the country. You know, it's like if they're opting for the low stress, they would not ever be in a leadership role. Because if you are just the nature of a leader, being able to lead the masses and be responsible for everyone that you're leading, there's a, you know, level of stress that comes with that. Whether it's a football, you know, coaching a professional, you know, basketball team or even a college football team. I mean, those are stressful jobs. So if a millennial doesn't want that stress, how would they ever be in leadership? So it's interesting that they would have that perspective.
I can see that. Well, I wanted to thank you for doing this interview, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And I hope that you have a good rest of your day.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate your taking the time to talk to me.